This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
My buddy's an idiot. They just traded Freeman Kinsler. Some people think the Angels are a better team now. I don't love Ian Kinsler.
I mean, it's not like it could turn out worse than it did for that one team in the last trade involving Ian Kinsler.
Hold on.
One of the worst trades in baseball history.
I thought it was a prince of a deal.
It was not.
We thought it was a great idea when it happened.
No, I did. I'm just saying, like, in reality, one of the worst trades in baseball history.
Man, I'm looking at it. Man, Ian Kinsler averages barely over one hit per game. Is that a good thing?
If you average more than one hit a game, you're really good.
I think you need to average like three or four hits a game. What's wrong with that?
My buddy's an idiot because he thinks you should be able to shatter the record for most hits in a season.
Yes! Hit better! Very simple. Mike Maddox used to go out there and tell people to pitch better. You go out there and hit better. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. Kinsler's numbers actually haven't been that bad.
They've been really good.
Last year he was crap. But the year 2 years before that, some of his best numbers.
As soon as he went away from the Rangers in 14, 15, and 16, he was awesome every year. And we got a big bag and nothing back. That's not how I thought it was going to play out, but it did.
He got hit by the pitch a lot in 2016.
You think it's because he's kind of a jerk?
Yeah, I do.
I can see that,
actually.
From the 817, of course the Stars are winning. It's a star, and an Islander wouldn't have a chance against a star.
Man.
My buddy's an idiot because he thinks a star could beat an Islander.
Dude, how would the Islander ever get up to the star without dying?
How would the star ever get down to the Islander?
Do you not know anything about history?
No.
Stars and spatial bodies crash into our planet all the time.
Have you never heard of a solar flare? You think one Islander can go up against a solar flare?
The dinosaurs couldn't do it.
Come on. I think my buddy's an idiot because he swayed this into a different segment.
Is it astronomy talk? Is that what we're doing? Get some space music on, Reggie. You got space music ready to go?
No, we don't have space music, Reggie. From the 469, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks the Cowboys will make the Super Bowl. This year?
Could still happen.
It still could happen.
If the Cowboys win their next 7 games in a row, they'll be the world champions.
Kevin tried to give up on this team in the 4th game of the year. But I don't want I don't know. I think it was like the Redskins game or something.
That was against the Rams. That's when Ryan Switzer screwed up.
You said, if you don't win this game, and I was like, we're like 3 games in. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, if we don't win this one,
look
your
what
season's
happened.
Over.
Your season is teetering on the brink.
But it's not over.
That's true.
So if there's a chance to this year, I don't know. If you're saying they're never going to make it to a Super Bowl again,
I would dispute that.
What's your logic? What are you working with here?
Probably.
My computer's a little broken. If you guys could help me up. From the 817, my lieutenant is an idiot because he went to wash the fire engine. And then
we got a call and bubbles and suds were flying out of the truck for miles.
Why did that trip you up?
Because my computer broke.
Oh, okay.
So I'm having to restart it.
Hmm. All right. Now, I don't know if we should throw this person out as an idiot or who exactly is the idiot here, but I want to nominate the Michigan Wolverines as potentially being an idiot.
I was hoping you were going to say the Michelin Man.
No, the Michelin Man's awesome. All right, so they did their like football banquet or whatever, and one of the things they auctioned off was a pair of khaki pants worn by Jim Harbaugh that was autographed. What do you think is the right starting bid for that? Like not a lot, right?
Yeah, like what? $40.
$40. What do you think?
Autographed khaki pants by Harbaugh.
Worn by Jim.
And this is at Michigan?
Yeah.
At Michigan, I think it'd be worth like a grand.
Okay, that's stupid. So the opening.
$1, Bob.
There you go. The opening bid was $900.
Huh.
And nobody bid on them. It was the only item in the entire auction that nobody bid on because they didn't want Jim Harbaugh worn pants.
Where were they signed at? Were they signed on the butt? Signed on the leg?
It could have been the butt because...
I think it was laying down the thigh.
Yeah, because it's framed. And it's framed with a picture of Jim Harbaugh wearing the pants, I guess. I'm not entirely sure.
So he signed it on the zipper? That sounds like a thing that he'd
sign. Isn't
there
a sign that says, those who stay will be champions? Something like that?
I don't know.
I think there's a plaque. No, I think there's a plaque on the frame that says that.
Okay. So, yeah, the bid was zero. So do we nominate Michigan? Do we nominate Harbaugh? Like, do you think Harbaugh helps set the bid price?
Okay, hold on. Who were they trying to get to bid on this? Was it alum? Because they're...
I'm going to say horny old ladies.
I'm just trying to figure out, did they go and say, hey, students of Michigan, if y'all would like to purchase this...
What student has...
No student has that money.
I mean, maybe the football
But I could
players.
See... Here's the thing. If the alumnus didn't bid on that, that means that the alumnus are out on Harbaugh.
Oh, so you think like 2 years ago
they would have gone for two or three, five, ten grand maybe. But right now, maybe the shine has worn off on this guy.
Especially when you lose to Michigan State and Ohio State.
Yeah,
that's a good
dude.
Point. If you didn't care about money and just bought them for some reason, do you keep them framed or do you smash them open and put them on?
Never. Well, you can go buy pants at Walmart.
Depends. Have they been washed? Are you going to get harbawed?
I mean, is that better or worse for you?
I don't
Let's
know.
Say they
I mean, if
haven't been washed.
Okay, if you're that big of a Harbaugh fan that you've spent that kind of money on these pants, you're probably the type of person that wants to put them on.
Yeah.
And wants to put them on not being washed.
Yeah, you want to get Harbaugh.
Bod.
Harbaugh.
Hmm. From the 903, my buddy's an idiot because he says y'all won't read this text, and he also says that I'm dumb for listening to y'all.
Yeah.
So,
how dumb are you now?
I mean... Yeah, your buddy is an idiot.
He is
the worst.
From the 817, buddy's an idiot. He picked Jessica Simpson over Beal and Alba.
What?
Now, I don't know exactly where this falls. Like, this must have been on an earlier show today.
What year was this, too? It's not 17, right?
Like, right now.
No way.
There's no way.
Is she a chunkster again?
No, she's fine.
Okay. No.
Like, fine or, like,
she's
fine.
Good. She's good. I don't think she'll ever be...
Dukes
of
Hazzard
again.
Okay.
Like, that was prime. Dude, you saw her. Was it the vacuum? Oh, my God. Never mind.
I think something bumped up under my undercarriage. Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. But, yeah, I think it's Alba Beal Simpson.
I'm going to go Beal Alba Simpson.
Man, I watched, I think it was called The Sinner over the summer.
The Center or The Sinner?
The Sinner with Jessica Biel. It was actually pretty good, but there's this really weird subplot where she had like a sister that was really ill and bedridden, and her sister like always saw her go out and whore it up, and she was like, oh, she just wanted to kiss some dude. And so there's a scene in there where she starts like making out and tongue kissing her ill sister. It was really weird. I don't really know what the point of that story was, but I just felt like if I know it, all of you needed to know it too. Sports.
From the 817, my buddy's an idiot for trusting a erotic
stripper.
Dancer.
Stripper.
Who took him home and tied him up and beat him up.
Hold on.
And then took his money.
How are you going to read that part but not read stripper?
Oh, can I not? Was I not supposed
to
read
No, you
that
can
part?
Read all of it. I'm just saying, why would you censor stripper but not?
I like the word erotic dancer.
It feels dirtier.
It really does.
By the way, watch Powder Blue.
I have.
It's got Jessica Biel as an exotic dancer.
Not an erotic dancer.
They prefer pole engineer.
Man.
We can't do this.
Maybe afterwards.
Anymore.
I don't know.
What?
Huh?
What are we doing?
Back to you guys.
My buddy's an idiot. He thinks Nick Foles can still lead the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
I don't either.
Man, how much would that derail the Carson Wentz for MVP conversation if Nick Foles just led them charging into the playoffs?
I think the rest of that team's pretty damn good, though. I think the rest of the Eagles squad is pretty good. They were just clicking on all cylinders. You couldn't get them off the field on third down. And so if Nick Foles can continue that with his confidence, that's fine. But I think the defense is pretty good. I just don't see them doing the things offensively that they were doing with old Wentz.
Somebody sent in a current picture of Jessica Simpson, and
she looks pretty solid.
Yeah. Doesn't look like she did, though, man.
No. Mm-mm.
That is not the same version.
And the 214, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks The Undertaker was not a good wrestler. I mean, The Undertaker had the best WrestleMania match of all time. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was there.
Were you?
Like,
are you Brian Williams?
No, I was really there.
Oh, okay.
But like, if I was lying, I would tell you I had better seats. I was like way up in the third
okay.
deck. No, I did not have.
I mean,
seats.
I still think I could take him, but whatever.
There's no chance.
Oh, really?
In hell.
If
There's
I went really to Vince McMahon and was like, "Hey, we're gonna ride it to this way where I win,"
oh,
he was like,
God.
"You know what? I agree." Then I would be like, "All right, there it is."
Oh yeah, no, that's still not happening.
In real life, he got his second wife's name tattooed across his neck,
and then got it removed.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they'd got divorced.
Why didn't you just tattoo something else over it?
Like a Johnny Depp did?
Like a coffin.
Man, that's a fair point. You know? Now it's just like a weird... It looks like... You know how when you use the whiteout thing, the little whiteout... you know what I'm talking about. It's like a whiteout pen. But you can tell that something's still written under there. You just can't see what it is anymore. That's what his neck looks like. Like, you can tell that there's something underneath his weird skin now, but you just can't read what it was anymore. Come on, you guys know the whiteout thing I'm talking about. It's like a little roller.
The whiteout tape?
Tape! Yes!
All right.
Man.
From the 469, my buddy is an idiot because he thinks Christmas is the worst holiday.
That's what?
Name a better holiday.
Christmas Eve.
Name a better
holiday. No, Christmas and Christmas Eve are the same holiday.
Oh, disagree.
Why?
Christmas Eve's the best.
You know what? I'm going to go with Halloween.
How?
The Halloween parties.
Because all the...
Because every woman's costume
is... When you were a kid, did you get off of school for Halloween?
Oh, my God. What?
Huh?
No, you didn't get out of school for
what
Halloween.
What about when it was on a Saturday or Sunday?
Are we talking about now
then
or then?
You just got lucky that year.
Are we talking about now or then? Because now it's just like, man, all right, now I've got to buy all these gifts, and I don't have the money to buy gifts, and blah, 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 and then there's more people at the stores trying to do stuff. It's just a beating.
The stores? You know you can buy things online. He was shocked by that online comment.
I don't... Okay.
What's the worst holiday?
No,
then?
Christmas and Christmas Eve are the same holiday. It's one day. They meld into
each
other.
They're not one day. They're... Okay, you can argue all you like, and you might be right, but they're not one day.
It's the
if
same
that's
holiday,
your argument,
though.
That's...
But it's the same holiday. Like, okay. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are the same holiday. July 4th.
Are they the same day?
July 4th is its own holiday.
What about Christmas in July?
Christmas in July is not a thing.
What?
No, it's not.
Man. What about Hanukkah in July?
Although, I have pitched out the idea to my wife, since my boys both have birthdays that are at the end of the year near Christmas.
Yeah.
I said, why don't they just celebrate their birthdays on my birthday, because my birthday is July 1st, right in the middle of the year. So it's a good separator of time so that they can get... Otherwise, they just get all their stuff at one time, and they have to wait a whole... And I was like, why don't they just celebrate it on mine instead?
Well, that is actually a plot point of a tremendous show that nobody watched called Happy Endings, where this gal has her birthday on Christmas, and so she just changed her birthday to July.
I love that show.
So, she used your idea, dude!
Yeah, I love that show.
And she got busted for a fake
ID. Which one was she?
It was the
the
bossy blonde gal with the smaller.
Yeah.
Although there's another show I'll tell you about. They're not so small.
Super tight body.
For the 817, the worst holiday is Labor Day because it makes no sense.
Actually, they just put labor.
Right.
So
she has to have a baby. There's a decent chance she'll poop. I'm sorry. What? If you don't know that, you need to know that going into labor. What? If you're having a baby, there's a pretty good chance that you'll also poop while you're doing it.
Not if it's a C-section.
Okay.
What?
That'd be weird, because then you have no excuse, right? Like, you just pooped because you're lazy. Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. What the hell just happened?
Too far? He's right. He's right.
Too far. Hey, for the 903, my buddy's an idiot because he thinks Texas A&M will win the national championship in 2020. Man, even I'm not that optimistic. But I don't want to call him an idiot. I appreciate like
he's an
the
idiot.
Optimism.
A&M won't win a championship before then.
Well, that doesn't mean we won't claim we didn't win one. So don't rule that out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.